First off, I'd just like to start maybe recapping our season last year a little bit. I can't tell you the job that Coach Zimmer has done since coming in a year ago, turning our football team around and then being able to build on that this year. And just the job that they do developing the young guys, the culture that he has set in our locker room, as we go through this process together, you know, his emphasis to our players is team come first. And he's done a great job having players maybe sacrifice individual statistics to contribute what's best for the football team and what's best for us to win football games. The communication between myself, our scouting department, the coaching department, I think has paid dividends over the past couple years. There's a clear, distinct trait that we're looking for in football players that fits what we're doing from a scheme standpoint offensively and defensively. There's specific character traits that we're looking for, trying to build that chemistry and what type of locker room we want with our players down there. And everybody is buying in. And I know getting the opportunity to meet with a lot of our players after our season ended, just how anxious they were to get back into the building when they're allowed and to get started next year and hopefully be able to build off of what we've been able to do the past 2 years. So I'll open it up to questions. I think that's, again, a reflection of Coach Zimmer's personality and that true grit mentality. I mean, Green Bay is a great team. They have a great organization. And for our guys to respond, to go up there in that atmosphere, you know, on a primetime game, and in the past we haven't been very good in those situations, but that just is a reflection, I think, on, one, the coaching staff, and, two, the type of players that we're bringing in. And the most important thing, our players buying in to what Coach Zimmer is teaching and preaching. Yeah, Chad, I know, was out of contract. You know, his role reduced a little bit last year. We talked about guys on our football team that still can play the game and contribute to us winning, and Chad showed that last year, even though his role was reduced. But that leadership, you can't put enough emphasis on that, especially when you have a young ball club. And we have older vets like Chad Greenway, Terrence Newman, who came in and did a great job for us this year in his role, and what we're trying to establish in that locker room, because those guys are true pros. And the other guy, and I know probably was disappointed from a statistical standpoint, but what Mike Wallace brought into our locker room and his buy-in and his sacrifice from a standpoint of stats to what was best for the team, and I know Coach Zimmer mentioned it in his postseason press conference, but he was a true professional, and everything he was asked to do, he did it to his best. And his leadership also was very key to, I think, the success that we had on the field.
I know things can change in a hurry, but the way that you guys are building with a bunch of young guys and Aaron Rodgers, do you see Green Bay and Minnesota race here for the considerable future?
No, because I think Detroit has a very good football team. I think Chicago, and I have the utmost respect for what John Fox has done everywhere he's been. I think it's going to be a very competitive division next year. And the one thing, even though we've had success and build on that this past year and we're able to win the division, we still haven't reached all of our goals. And every year is a new year. You can't predict injuries. You can't predict what's going to happen with players. But we have to take the approach that, okay, it's starting over. What we did last year doesn't matter. It's what we're going to do going forward, and that's the approach we have to take.
Ricky just mentioned the Lions. When they lose Kelvin Johnson, how does that change them and the dynamic?
Well, they still have Stafford, who I think is a very good quarterback, and we got great quarterbacks in this division. And I don't know the situation with Calvin and what will transpire, but he is a great player. I think just playing against him through his career, he's a future Hall of Famer. and those guys are few and far between when they come through. And not only, you know, just from looking on the outside in, was he a great player on the field? He was a great player, and what he, how he represented that organization off the field.
Has Cordarrelle Patterson kind of settled into like a Devin Hester type of role for your team, or do you still envision more opportunities at wide receiver for him in the future?
I've talked to his agents. We've had our meetings, and, you know, Cordarrelle has to come in, and I think his mindset is he knows he has to come and become a better receiver, a little bit more consistent receiver on just the nuances part of the game. There's no question about what type of athlete he is. There's no question about the explosive playmaking ability he has with the ball in his hand. It's just a matter of, is he going to be able to take that next step or not? I know just what he's been doing this offseason, he is really focusing and honing in on becoming the player that he wants to become, and we all think he can become.
We'll follow up on that. You think of North Turner, you think a little bit about his ex receivers, Michael Irvin, back in his days with the Cowboys. Does that person exist on the roster?
Well, we went through that. I won't tell you what we think or not think about our players, but we think we have some talent at the receiver position. But that doesn't, you know, we're always going to look, just like at any position, to try to upgrade any way we can. But not only there, but everywhere on the football team. It depends what system they come out of. I think they have to get used to the style of defenses here, the precision of the routes because of defensive backs and how skilled they are. The timing, as far as the quarterback may throw you the ball and you're not going to be as open as you were, you know, in college. Also, depending on what offense they came out of, how much knowledge they just have on an overall scheme. Some schemes are watered down but very productive. Other schemes are a little bit more complicated. But I think it's just the nuance of learning what it is to play receiver at this level, because they probably aren't going to have that experience coming out of college.
Rick, when you drafted Teddy, I don't know if the plan was to play him right away or not, but he started 12 games for him. What's the benefits of drafting the guy and playing him in that position early on? And is there a flip side that there's a worry of having to play a young quarterback early?
I think we when Teddy, you know, played his rookie year, Matt Castle had gotten hurt, and Teddy got kind of thrown into the fire a little bit. But I think it was a great learning experience for him, and he is a young quarterback that I think is mature enough to handle that, to get thrown into the fire, because of his work ethic, because of his mental approach to the game, that we felt when we went through the process was farther along than some of the other quarterbacks that we interviewed through that process. And I think it's going to pay dividends for us as he continues to move on down the road with his career. We think he's going to be a great quarterback, and looking forward to him continuing to progress.
Is developing a quarterback a thing? I mean, or you've seen a lot of guys now, first couple of rounds, the last 5 years, they're coming in and playing right away.
I think it's depending on the system, depending on the coaching staff and what their philosophies are. There's plenty of ways to do it. There's no right way or wrong way. I think it's based on that team and that individual that they do draft, whether they're ready or not, or what approach you're going to take with a young, potentially franchise quarterback.
Why is it so hard to evaluate?
A lot of it has to do, I think, you know, you can see the stats and what they're doing, and you can see the physical ability, their arm strength, their ability to move in a pocket, their athletic traits. I think that's one position where you really have to try to hone in on the mental part of it. Things, how they perform in stress situations during a game. Third downs, 2 minute, come from behind victories. How do they respond in those situations? There are guys that I've interviewed, and I've been doing this, I think it's my 25th combine, that will come into our room, and you sit there and listen to them speak, and it's like listening to an offensive coordinator. They can get up there and draw on the board and do everything you want to do, and boy, is this guy sharp. Now, can he translate that and make those same type of decisions and those same type of reads in 2.5 seconds that he has to get rid of the ball?
In those years where you've successfully been able to maneuver
in the end of round one. What's giving you the push to do that and the flexibility?
One is having enough draft picks gave us the flexibility to do that. Two, when I took over as a general manager, I wanted to build this roster through the draft. And those first 3 years, I think we're able to get 7 draft picks. And if we're doing our job correctly, hopefully those are going to be your building blocks of the future. And that gave us, I think, the building blocks of us continuing, you know, hopefully to continue on the path that we're going. And now we can just continue to layer on what we've been able to build. I also believe that if you're going to pay players, you want to make sure that the ones you know the best are your own. So when their opportunity comes up where they're going to become an unrestricted free agent, we've been very aggressive about trying to hit them a year ahead of time and keep that continuity and keep those players that came up through the system and we developed. Every year it was a little different. Some years opportunities presented itself where we were able to move back. So, you know, I think when we were pretty aggressive moving up for a couple years, Harrison Smith was one. I think Teddy was one. When there's players that we feel very strongly about that we think can be potential unique players for us in building blocks of our future, then and having a sense that maybe where you're picking in a second and we were higher up in a second, that them potentially probably not going to get to you there, to go ahead and be aggressive and go get the player that you covered.
We're speaking about building blocks in the future. At some point, do you have to start thinking about life after Adrian Peterson, or is that too far off?
No, you're always thinking about it. In a running back, you know, you're one injury away. And We'll eventually get down there. I think Adrian still is a very productive running back in this league. I mean, he won the rushing title again this year, and it's amazing the stamina and the physical specimen that he still is. But at some point, everybody has to retire, and I don't know when that point is. Adrian may defy the odds and play till he's 50. I don't know. But you know, we're very excited about some of the young guys. You know, Matt Asiata came in and always done a good job in his role. And then, you know, we drafted Jerick McKinnon, who is, when he gets an opportunity to get the ball in his hands, he shows that he can be a very explosive playmaker as well. So when you're building a roster, I think, regardless if you have an Adrian Peterson or not, you always got to anticipate the potential disaster of a player being gone because of an injury. And how are you still going to be an effective football team even if he's not there?
Adrian had 357 touches last year. He's going to be 31 in September. At what point does the load start being shared a little bit in that backfield? Or is he still going to be that three-down guy going forward?
I think that would be a nice question that you can ask Coach Zimmer tomorrow when he comes up to the podium. I think our coaches will do an excellent job trying to balance that out. I know, as we talked about earlier, and I think our coach is just finding the balance of what Teddy does well and what Adrian does well. And I think the coach has found that balance, but those are questions that I would probably defer to the coach on how they plan on using the players.
What's your season evaluation of Stephon Diggs?
TCU kicker Jaden Overcrow, table one.
Is he coming up next?
TCU kicker Jaden Overcrow, table one.
I'm sorry?
What was your postseason evaluation of Stephon Diggs?
Young receiver, very talented athlete. I think the biggest thing on him is, and we had a discussion earlier today with some of the beat writers, big receivers versus small receivers. I don't look at it maybe in that. I look at catching radius and length, and sometimes he's not the biggest receiver from a height standpoint, but his catching radius and the ability to make plays, he makes plays like a big receiver. You know, he didn't get on the field early in the season, and when we had some injuries and he got his opportunity, he took advantage of it. And it started in the Denver game, and, you know, we were pretty lucky or fortunate that we were able to find a guy like him in the fifth round. Brian played, we thought, very well for us. I think he still has, you know, a lot of play in him. How his role increases or decreases, that will be determined as we go through training camp in this offseason. But he still is not only a valuable football player for us, but extremely valuable from a leadership standpoint.
Thanks,
Rick. Thanks.
Thank you very much.